This is the listening test for levels from 3 to 5 of the Vietnam 6 Level Language Proficiency Test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part once. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any question now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 8 questions in this part. For each question, there are 4 options and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You now have 48 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
1.
When is the man's appointment?
Good morning. I'd like someone to cut my hair, please. Can I make an appointment?
Certainly. Wednesday or Thursday morning or Friday afternoon?
On Friday, I'm going to go to France. What about Thursday afternoon? I'm afraid I have a meeting all day Wednesday.
Well, it's a little difficult, but if that's the only afternoon you can come, we'll see you then.
2.
Which is the aunt's postcard?
Look, Sandra, I got this really nice postcard from my aunt.
Oh, what a pretty village. And it's right by a river. Is it in the mountains?
Yes. But you can't see them in the picture.
Perhaps they're behind those tall trees.
3.
What time will the plane to Milan leave?
Excuse me, what time is the next plane to Milan?
It should leave at 7:15, but it's an hour late today.
Oh, that's a problem. If it doesn't leave until 8:15, I'll be 1 hour late for my meeting.
I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing I can do.
4.
Which present has the girl bought her mother?
Hi, it's me, Jane. I've got Mum's birthday present. I think she'll like it. Yes, that's right, a gold-coloured one. She's always writing letters, so she'll find it useful. I thought about a CD, but I'm never really sure what music she likes. And Dad's bought her a new pair of earrings for her birthday anyway. I'm sure she'll like what I've got her.
5.
Which TV programme will they watch together?
Hasn't that basketball match finished yet? You know I want to watch the wildlife programme at 9:00.
It's cancelled, and everything's running late because the rock concert finished later than expected. Sit down and watch this match with me. It's really exciting and more interesting than looking at animals.
Oh, okay then.
6.
What time is the swimming lesson today?
Hi, Judy. Do you want to play tennis after school? Say about 4:30.
That would be fun, but I've got a swimming lesson. It's usually at 5:15, but it's half an hour earlier this evening at 4:45. It takes me ages to cycle to the swimming pool, so I really don't think I'll have time today. Let's try tomorrow.
OK.
7.
Which subject does the boy like best?
I really like the new IT teacher. Our project for this term is to design a new website. I've always wanted to know how to do that. The sports teacher is much more serious, but that's still my favourite subject. Last year, I used to really like geography, but the teacher we have now gives us so much homework.
8.
Which T-shirt does the boy decide to buy?
I'd like to buy a black T-shirt with short sleeves, please, large size.
I'm afraid the black ones have long sleeves, but we've got short sleeves in the lighter colours. Do you want a round neck or a V-neck?
It must be round neck. Let me think. OK, I'll take one of the short-sleeved ones. The colour's not so important, really.
1.